does the sister say? Thank you very much for your prayers and thoughts at this time. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 2, and if you just want to listen to that, it's alright, because we'll be moving on to other places. So it's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. And it's a well-known verse. But God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. But God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. When I was reading that during the week, I thought, I don't deserve that love. And neither does any of us deserve it. And it was God that moved in his mercy towards us. And what is mercy? Mercy, someone said, is the outward manifestation of pity. He pitied us. Just think about it. The Almighty God pitied us. Sinners condemned and unclean. And while I was reading it, I was thinking of a situation in the world today. I was thinking of this man Putin in Russia. There wasn't much mercy for that man. Matter of the fact, there was no mercy. He never showed any mercy, and he's still not showing any mercy. Even in his own country, he doesn't show mercy. God, if you have to say you don't go with him, he'll put you in prison. They're bombing and they're killing innocent people. There's no mercy. It's given there. Psalm mentioned it in his prayer in Lamentations. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They're renewed every morning. Great is his faithfulness. And yet if this man and Russia would confess that he was a sinner and said to the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour, he would get saved. That's how great our God is. That's how great a power the blood of the cross is. It cleanses all sin. Doesn't matter how bad it is, or how low it is, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And him it cometh me, I will no wise cast out. But God in his mercies. Abraham lied and was put out of Egypt. What for? Because he passed over his wife as his sister. But God restored him and became the father of the faithful. Jacob conned and manipulated his way in different and many ways. But God met him and transformed him into Israel, which means a prince with God. How great is our God, and worthy to be praised. Joseph was an object of unremitting jealousy from his brothers, and ended up in an obscure slave. But God made him a prime minister of Egypt. How great is our God. Elijah sat by a dry brook with neither water nor food. But God set the window of Zarephath to give him her last meal. Then her bin of flour was not used up, nor a jar of oil did not run dry unto the day of the Lord sent rain on the earth. Then there was David, but God. And Esther, but God. And Ruth, but God. And Job, but God. And James, and John, but God. And Peter, but God. And Paul, but God. And the Ephesians, Christians, but God. And you and I, but God. What a God we have. See, in Proverbs chapter 23, I may be touching this before, but no paying any apologies for that. Proverbs 23, please. Proverbs 23, just come along with me. In Proverbs 23. See, in Proverbs 23, we're given advice. Proverbs 23, verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Go over to chapter 21 of the same. Chapter 21. Verse 30 and 31. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against God. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but the safety is of the Lord. The Bible is the only book that the author is with you when you read it. The only book the author is with you when you read it. Buy the truth. How can you buy the truth? We're told to buy the truth and not sell it. How can we do that? What is truth? The word of God is truth. Pilate asked the Lord Jesus Christ, what is truth? And he said, well, everyone, John 19:37 tells us this, that Jesus said unto Pilate, everyone is of the truth, heareth my voice. John 17:17, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great high priest prayer, the disciples sanctify them through thy word, for thy word is truth. Any man can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Any woman can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Any boy or any girl can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do is ask. But nowadays, brothers and sisters, the sad times, because we're being told you can't say you're a boy or a girl, or you're a man or you're a woman. You can choose whatever you like. So truth is of the word of God. It's absolute. It means complete and perfect. The word of God is infinite. It's of three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. How do you buy it? Money can't buy it. Man will value it and be ready to purchase it at a cost. How did you and I buy it? When we said yes. When we said we were sinners. When we heard it, we knew that it was truth. Family, friends, possessions, reputations, blood, sweat, tears, and life itself. That buys it. There's a cost. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. For by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Sell it. We can't do anything against the truth, but for the truth. Can't be sold. Truth is truth. And Proverbs 21, as you've already read, 30 and 31. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against God. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but the safety of the Lord is of the Lord. Matthew Henry says this, there can be no success against God, though men think they have the wisdom and the understanding and the counsel, the best politicians on their side. Yet, if it be against the Lord, it cannot prosper. There can be no success without the Lord God, there can be no success without the Lord God, but be the cause ever so good and the means of carrying it on an ever so probable, still men must
acknowledge God and take him along with him. The means are indeed are to be used, that the horse be prepared for the day of battle, and the foot too. But after all, safety and salvation are of the Lord. He can save without armies, but armies cannot save without him. We do nothing without the Lord. Nothing. We couldn't create an anxious thought. Lot sold the tooth for a house in the city at the gate. Esau saying the same thing, sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge or a bowl of soup. King Saul was the same for support of people. Judas for 30 pieces of silver. Pilate to be popular with the people. Isaiah says, seek ye the Lord while he be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God for abundantly pardon. God does two things for those that seek him. He pardons and he provides. Isn't it wonderful how easy he has made it for man to come? Friend, if you're listening in this morning and you're not saved, there's no reason why you shouldn't be saved. And if you're not saved, it's your own fault. The deed and the price has been paid. All you have to do is come. All must come. All must be saved. He leaves nobody out. That's why you're a man in Russia. And that's hard to understand. But if he comes as a sinner, he can be saved. The wonderful God does the forgiving. Through his beloved Son at the place of Calvary. Have you heard about it? Friend, you're listening in? If you've heard about it, why haven't you done it? If you haven't heard about it, you're getting told now. But you have to do one thing. You have to come as a sinner. No other way. So we do the forsaken. And he provides the power by the Holy Spirit. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Today, friend, this very minute, if you ask him, and you come as a sinner, you'll be saved. We've all done it in this hall. But that's the only way you can do it. You must all come by the way of the cross. For there is no other way. I'm asking you, will you consider what you've heard this morning? We used to have a speaker that came, and when he preached the gospel, he would say, I'm asking you to consider Haggai spoke to the people, and he asked them to consider their ways. Five times he spoke to them of grace. It's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. James tells us where, as you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even as vapor that appeareth for a little while or a little time, then vanishes away. Little time. Or you might think you have plenty of time. You might think you're a young fella, or a young lassie. But friend, the time goes on quickly. There's some of us in this hall can tell you that. Job could say, my days are swifter than the wheel of a shuttle. And are spent without hope. Well, if you're saved, you've got great hope. We have a great hope. Oh, we're no hoping we're going to go where we're going to heaven or anything like that. We know we're going to heaven. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and take us to be with himself, because we're saved by his grace and mercy and love. Isaac could say, behold, I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Who does? Who does? Nobody knows. I think it had been said the last time, we're not sure of the next breath. Mr. Putin was saying about all the power that he has. There's so many rockets, and there's so many tanks, and there's this, and there's that, and there's the next thing. But he never thought about his breath. He never thought about his next breath. So neither do you or I. We don't know our next breath. Do you? If you're listening in. Do you know? Nobody knows. But you must be prepared. We're prepared in here. Because there's a place being prepared. There's a place prepared for the devil and his angels. And if you're not there, if you're not saved, you'll be there. Just come along with me to Luke 16, please. We all know about these verses here. But if you don't know, friend, and you're listening in, be prepared. Verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. He was well looked after. He had plenty to eat. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at the gate of full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. I want you to see the places where they were at. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being tormented, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this place. I want you to look, and I want you to listen, and I want you to read. This man had feelings. He has feelings. If you're unsaved, and it doesn't matter who you are, and you go into this place, it's not the end, it's only the beginning. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise rather the evil things, but now he is comforted, and now at tormented. This fella got all the good things. Never thought about being prepared. So he's got feelings. And I tell you another thing. He remembers things. He remembers. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they which be passed from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. There's a great distance. Yes, there's a great distance between heaven and earth. There's a great distance between heaven and hell. So his feelings, and he remembers, and there's like that's a distance. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren that is, may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. He's praying, but it's too late. Too late, we are there. Once the last breath goes out of your body, whatever condition you're in then, that be the place you go. You either meet the Lord, or you meet the pit. These are hard things to say. Sadly, the people today are like Putin. They're hard to talk to. They think they know all. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said unto, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Will they? Will they repent? There is one that left the splendors of heaven, knowing his destiny, came into this world and died upon a cross for sinners that were condemned and unclean. Have they repented? No, they haven't repented. Remember, friend, your feelings in this place, and you remember, and your memory in this place, and there's a gulf and a distance in this place, and you know pain will get you anywhere in this place. If there's any praying you have to do, it has to be done now. Repent. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We pray you'll not be so foolish, friend, this morning. As you have read this with us, and what we've said, it's our desire to see you saved. And it's God's desire to see you saved. He wishes none to perish. And he said unto him, if thou hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded to one who rose from the dead. You use his name as a swear word or a byword, and they laugh at it. They laugh at those that are called by his name. But there'll come a day, friend, if you're not prepared, you'll be like this man, and you have no excuse, because it's all been done for you. Yes, friends, what a Saviour we have, who went to Calvary and shed his precious blood. We were singing a hymn there this morning, and it says here in the last verses, frail children of dust, as feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Do you trust him? Because you'll find thee, you'll not fail. You're only dust. Thy mercies, how tender and firm to the end, is our this morning, our maker, defender, redeemer, and friend. You can make them yours this morning if you take them as your Saviour and Lord. May the Lord bless thee and be his word this morning and our time. We shall pray in prayer and give thanks. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our time. We thank you, Father, for thy word is truth. And we pray, Father, that none will be so foolish, Lord, this morning, to reject Thee as Lord and Saviour. We've come here, Father, to remember our Saviour and Lord, and to listen to Thy precious word this morning. We thank You, Father, it's not what we have done, but what Thou hast done. And that You would speak to those that would listen in. And remember, Father, those that are in that terrible place. Yes, their feelings. And they can hear. And they can remember. It's not just the end. It's only the beginning. But we pray, Father, in our times, Lord, in this world that we're in at the minute, pray Your strengthen us and go before us and undertake for us that we would overcome in the days that we lie ahead. Yes, we pray those dear people, Lord, that have lost their homes. And they're not the only ones, Lord. There's been First and Second World Wars as well and other wars around the world, Lord. And we pray, Father, You're the same God. The same Saviour. And they too can come. Yes, Father, all want a Saviour. And He died for me. They too can say, yes, He died for me. May the Lord bless the reading of this word. Pray You take us from this place, take us to home in safety, and let nothing fall us by the way. We give Thee thanks in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen.